Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Come on, baby, to a drive-in show. I know just the very place to go.
With summer winding down, we thought we'd end today with a bit of nostalgia. A visit to one of the three drive-in movie theaters in Massachusetts.
Hey, how many in the car?
Three.
27. Thank you. Have a good night.
My name is John Dedarian.
You doing okay over there, Matt?
And I've been working here since 1964.
John Dedarian started in the box office of the Mendon Twin Drive-In Movie Theater during the heyday of the drive-in, when there were thousands of drive-in movie theaters operating throughout the country. Now, there are about 340.
My first movie that I ran, or started when I was sophomore in high school, was Clarence the Cross-Eyed Lion and Zebra in the Kitchen. It was an MGM double feature. I enjoyed it when I first started because, you know, the movies were kind of nicer films and classic films and... But it's been going very good, and now I work for my friends.
Dedarian's friends are Dan and Dave Andelman, hosts of the Phantom Gourmet TV show. Dave says cherished memories of drifting off to sleep while watching movies with his family made owning a drive-in almost a family dream.
I'm Dave Andelman, vice president of Corn Dogs and Salty Snacks. We bought the Mendon Twin Drive-In 3 years ago. It's been around for 62 years. We actually came here when we were little. Our parents used to take us to the drive-in. I remember seeing Dumbo at the drive-in. So it always was just kind of this weird dream to own a drive-in movie theater. And my brother Michael, who's really smart, he went to Georgetown Business School. He called me one day and he said, I know you're going to think this is stupid. I think we should buy the Mendon Twin Drive-In. And I go, bud, I love it. And he went on for 20 more minutes. And then I say, I don't think you heard me. I love it. Let's do it.
Since they bought the drive-in, the Andelmans have added a 5,000-square-foot outdoor patio where they offer beer and wine. They've also worked to make food more of a priority. They also say they want to keep working to attract younger people to the drive-in, many of whom like the bargain that a car full of friends can see two movies for about $25.
Hi, my name is Brandon. I basically work in the snack shack. I help move things along, kind of talk to the customers and see if we can get everybody wherever they need to go as quick as possible. This is like my first experience being here, and like I'm the one that gets to hear everybody else tell me about their experience at the drive-in. So. I mean, a lot of young people too, because, you know, I mean, like if you get to see two movies with a bunch of your friends, pack them all in a car, I mean, it's the deal attracts a lot of people too. And then there's the other people who've been coming here since they were kids, so it's like a young and old thing, you know.
Among those for whom the drive-in is a summer tradition is Adele Miller from Milford.
Yes, so we have pillows and sleeping bags and...
I only brought a blanket.
Blankets, pajamas.
She's come here every year for almost 20 years. As she was setting up camp near her car to watch the shows with her young children, she told us the drive-in really hasn't changed much over the years.
Sometimes they stay awake for both movies. Sometimes I stay awake for both movies. And they are used to being carried in at, you know, 1 in the morning. So, yeah, we take our driving experience seriously.
When it's over and we're heading back, we'll stop in for just a little snack.
Those are voices from the Mendon Twin Drive-In Movie Theater, one of three drive-in movie theaters operating in Massachusetts today. Our story was produced by Radio Boston's Adam Asher.
Six hot dogs ought to be just right after such a...
And that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Our show is produced by Imogene Weinstein, Kathleen McNerney, Jamie Bologna, and Allison Bruzak. We had help today from Cassandra Sunt. Tim Skog is our technical director. Our executive producer is Hitesh Hathi. I'm Deborah Becker. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.